The fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the body suits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Well, it's Mother's Day. Hello, hello, hello. It's a great day for the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and this program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, broadcast live on 1510 AM, Revolution, Boston. And we're located in Boston's beautiful Marina Bay. To listen to this program and others, you can go on to our affiliates, which can be found on the DreamVision7Radio.com website. And in there, you'll find lots of information about this show and others, and when they are played, there's scheduling and other options available for our listeners. If you would like to find me, you can go to the BalancedHorseProject.net, which offers you a lot of information about what we do, some of the research that we've conducted. There's an archive there of this radio program and others, and you can keep track of the upcoming events that I will be attending and the articles that I've published. So that is the BalancedHorseProject.net. And if you need to find me personally, you can contact us at 334-718-7806 if you have any questions about the behavior or the well-being of your animals. So we have had a wonderful day here at the farm. It's been very quiet. It's Mother's Day. We've had beautiful rain. The grass is green and lush and growing, and I have spent my morning watching my herd of 15 horses roam my 40-acre pasture as they nibble on the sweetest grass they can possibly find. There's no friction in this group. They're quiet. They care for each other, and they show a whole structure of society. These are natural horses that have not had any exposure to vaccines or chemical wormers or really tough, stressful environments. And because of that, they've been able to show their true personality. And that is a lot different than what a lot of people in the mainstream thinking about animals will experience. Oh, and I had a great time, I have to say, up in Amherst, Hadley area at the Equine Wellness Expo. If anybody is in Massachusetts or the surrounding states and you want to go and learn about holistic and alternative modalities or therapists, please go. If you're curious, please go, because it was one of the most inspiring events I've been to in about 2 years. Just beautiful people. It wasn't like your normal horse expo or dog show. It was just about how we can help our animals using organic and natural processes. And I was really, really excited to have the opportunity to listen to our guest today. She was one of the keynote speakers at this expo. Her name is Nan Martin, and she's here today to help share her experiences working as an intuitive healer and also a person that absolutely enjoys working with essential oils. So, Nan, I would like to welcome you to the Balanced Horse Project radio show, and I hope that you can help us learn a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm having a good one.
Good. Good. Me too. Me too. Having a good day.
All right. So, tell me, you're in not in Ocala, Florida. Where are you located?
I'm in Jupiter, which is Jupiter Beach. Is about it's by Palm Beach. We're I'm about 30 minutes down in Wellington. Worked on a horse down towards Wellington today. So, you know, lots of South Florida, lots of horse opportunities here.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
That's kind of horse-rich country that is. Do you get to travel much, or are you just located and work in your area down in Florida?
Actually, I would say 98% of my business is actually over the phone. So I do travel, obviously. I sell you at the expo, and I do that. And when I do have somebody who wants me to personally come out to the barn for them, but I work with people and horses, helping them out, clearing emotions, and doing whatever intuitive work I need to do for people to help them along their path, you know, internationally, really. So help everybody everywhere. So.
So when you say that you help people clear out their emotions, how do you do that?
Well, I do it, I would say, energetically, but, I mean, the forte of that is really being an intuitive. I'm just so blessed to have intuition. Everybody has intuition, but I'm very blessed to have really have it come pronounced in the last, I would say, 5 years. And, you know, that's a big part of it, because being able to know, not only to know what emotions and issues are coming up to the surface, but to help to read that energy and be able to language it to people, then sometimes even just bringing it to consciousness will clear it right away. So I work with over 20 different techniques to clear the emotions, but a lot of times even if you just know what they are, which is hard to pinpoint for yourself, knowing exactly what it is, it will clear it.
So when you say you work intuitively, how does that influence you? Do you feel the emotion of the person, or what type of sensations do you experience?
I would say I am more of a right brain intuitive, which means that I connect with you or your horse, and I can feel what's going on. I can feel if you're breathing right, or, you know, you've got this issue or that issue. I can feel it pretty good. But you can also pick up on the emotions that way. A lot of people think there's just a right brain intuitive, but many people, you know, intuition comes from the left brain too, because you also get images and sounds and things like that. So that I also do receive images, and I receive information. I'll get an image of a certain age, or an impression on a certain age where something happened. I mean, it's kind of like the whole gamut, but I would say, you know, definitely my forte is being an emotional intuitive, feeling it. Exactly.
Right. and so you work with people, and you work with animals as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And sometimes
together.
And sometimes together, exactly.
Yeah.
There's definitely sometimes when you work with animals, you find that there's a connection or a mirrored response that goes through to the handler or the people that are directly involved with that individual. So, yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag of tricks some days. when you are working with animals, you said you had about 20 different techniques that you have the opportunity to employ. Which are your favorite techniques to bring towards clearing an emotional state in an animal?
Well, I say horses are the animal. I should say not just horses, but animals are a little easier in the fact that they're not as resistive to the work. So I don't have to do a lot of my deeper, what I consider my deeper techniques. And oftentimes I have a signature technique that I use, and a lot of times I don't even have to use that on them. So I'm blessed with that. If I see somebody in person or I'm working with somebody who's already using a lot of different essential oils, I like to start with an essential oil, and I ask what oil would be good to start a session with. And a lot of times what that starts doing is clearing just even the superficial emotions that come up, just little stuff where you can get to the root, start getting to the root of the issues. Okay?
Go
ahead.
For people who are listening, they may not understand what an essential oil is, and I was wondering if you could help define that for them.
Yeah, great question, because there is so, I just want to say that there's just unfortunately so much bad information out on essential oils in this country. Aromatherapy is not putting, a synthetic fragrant, fragrance freshener in your car. And unfortunately, again, that is not only, it's very dangerous for you. It's not healthy for you, and it can be dangerous for your animals to be breathing in all the synthetics. So please, you guys, that is not aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is based on the use of essential oils and real essential oils. And the problem even there, Patricia, is that there's 5 grades of essential oils. And I don't know how many time I spend these forums and on my website, I'm very clear on the different grades. And yet I still, I still hear confusion on the different grades. So if I could take a minute and speak about the different grades, that would be fantastic, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, you can go ahead, because I'm very versed in essential oils, and I really believe in them. I think they're great tools for people, but as you say, the information gets rather foggy and clouded, and to have someone like yourself actually identify correct information would be really helpful for the listeners.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Well, there's 5 different grades. The lowest grade of essential oils, you guys, are like the food grade and fragrance grade, and about 98% of the essential oils today are that fragrant grade and that food grade, which are really synthetically made. So without going into, we could spend a whole hour just talking about this, but realize that there's about 20 parameters that make up what we call therapeutic grade oils, and that's what Patricia and I use, and that is the top kind of oil. And just quickly, they are always steam distilled. They're wildcrafted, meaning that they're on, they're picked from land that, is free of any chemicals. And, honestly, it's more than what you see in the store. So the stuff you see in the store is pure grade or even organic grade. That is lower grade. Aromatherapy grade, all those grades are lower. So you got to realize that what makes up an oil like this is it's seed to seal. So when it was grown, and what kind of soil was grown, when it was harvested, when it was picked, how it was distilled, the temperature that it was distilled at, for how long. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, and then it has to be tested on top of it. So, and then even at that, the vibration of the oil is very, very high. And for the work that I do, if the vibration of the oil is not high, the emotion and the energy of what I'm trying to achieve when I am using the oils, it doesn't shift what I call shift or change the energy patterning. Okay, so
yeah.
Very, very important, because so many people, are using all those poor grade oils on the animals, and it's just not a good idea, you guys. So
yeah, I don't think people really understand. They'll kind of look at the dollar sign versus the actual impact on the body. And I have to really tell people that if you use the best therapeutic grade oils that you can find and afford, the outcome is much different than if you just slap on something and say, okay, well, this is an essential oil. I actually have a very good friend who did research on West Nile and the impact of essential oils on how to overcome an animal who's been stricken with West Nile. And, the quality of the oil was paramount in that therapy because of the vibration, and we get into energy conversations when we talk about vibration. So if that frequency or the energy content isn't there, the body can't actually activate its own defense system. So I'm really pleased that you're able to bring this conversation to an educational level for listeners. So you work with oils and you work with intuition, and what is one of the most inspiring experiences that you have had in your career in helping people and animals?
Oh, I got to tell you, I have so many. I even today I did a session and I was just, and you come with, people come to me with puzzles they can't solve. And like you said, I mean, especially when an animal's tied in and the owner's tied in and they're talking, you know, they're bringing all this stuff from past lives, you know, but not only past lives this time, but even like the last barn and this barn, it's like so hard to sort out all that puzzle. And when you start to sort it all out and you see the horses, you know, really start to melt and let go, and the owner let goes, and it's just, I don't know, it's just so amazing. It just really makes such a difference. But, I mean, I would say, you know, what you saw at the expo, I don't know if you saw the afternoon session with Magic was, did you see that? It was phenomenal.
Yes, yes. He was a very open horse. I think he expressed himself, the anxiety that came through, and then all of a sudden you saw him just kind of go, okay, this is safe. I can let go.
Yeah, he surrendered. Yeah. He surrendered. So you guys that weren't there, but, I mean, literally these horses came in the morning, and they had a lot of anxiety in the morning before we even started, and I worked a little bit with Magic in the morning, but my afternoon session actually showed how, you know, my work with how I come up with the emotions, and the horse kept saying to me, you know, he was trapped, he couldn't get out, and he wasn't allowed to get out, and all these things, he kept communicating this to me, and I was using various different oils to shift the energy and know that not just the oils, but whatever I'm putting back, I'm selecting my words energetically that are going to make the change in the animal. And I got to tell you, after about 10, and this horse, I didn't, Patricia probably saw him. I mean, he was walking back and forth.
Man?
Yes.
Can you hold that thought? Because we're going to have to head on to a commercial break. But I do want the listeners to have your website. And what is your website?
It's experience-essential-oils.com. So experience-essential-oils.com with the hyphens in the middle.
Okay. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Nan Martin.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project. Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, we're back from the break. This is Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project. And today we're coming to you from Boston, Revolution Boston, 1510 a.m. And we are also available on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. That's dreamvision7radio.com. And we are having a wonderful conversation with a very talented spiritual healer. Her name is Nan Martin. And we left our conversation. We were talking about a demonstration that Nan was putting on at the Equine Wellness Expo that was up in the Hadley area a couple of weeks ago. And she was working, if it'll help you guys picture this, Nan is, what, 5'5"? And she was working with this beautiful Budweiser cast-off horse. He wasn't acceptable because of his black sock on one leg, so she had this huge Clydesdale horse, and she was working with him in front of an audience. And Nan, I'll let you pick up your story.
Yeah, I was just going to say, actually, I'm just so you guys know, I'm about 5'2 and about 100 pounds, so.
Okay, so there you go.
So that horse was towering over me. Of course, you know, I've been in the business, I've been working with horses since I've been 4, so it didn't really scare me, but he was really just marching back and forth, and, you know, so I'm using these oils and, you know, picking up on this emotional information on what the problem was and communicating back with him. And, you know, finally after I think 3 or 4 different oils and communicating back that he was no longer trapped and that he had a purpose, Then the last thing I said to him, and I can't even remember the words exactly, but it was I gave him permission to be free from the trap. And I got to tell you why that was so profound was because it wasn't just key shifting, the entire room shifted. I mean, the whole ground just became a vortex. I didn't know if you felt it, but I've never I never felt the earth move like that. You know, I guess it was just because of the consciousness of the room, plus the horse was so big. But that was like, whoa, you know. And then, like you said, he just relaxed. He just totally let go and just released and just stood there. And it was like, you know, from the horse marching back and forth to I was putting oils on his ears to relax him. So
I wish I'd had a camera to take a picture because there's this very petite human working with this massive, frantic, emotional, calling, lost horse. I mean, this horse was so upset that he wouldn't stand still, and we were inside an arena with mirrors on the wall, and he would look away from Nan, and he'd look into this mirror like he was looking off into the distance and just bellow with emotion. And then Nan is stroking him and applying oils to his legs on the feathers of his hair and touching his ears with oil, and then all of a sudden it was like somebody unplugged him. All the franticness left. And I think, as you say, the consciousness in the room or the area, I felt that whole general area where we were located was a huge energy vortex. It was very, very clear energy. And as you say, the room just dropped. The voices dropped. The drone in the background, it just seemed to disappear. And there's this statue standing there going, wow, I can feel myself.
Getting goosebumps talking about it again because I know, you know, people up front came up to me and said I was standing way back in the end of the room, and they said they felt the shift of the energy underneath their feet go all the way back on the other side of the ring. And, you know, and I knew he just really let go. And that's, you know, and part of why I have goosebumps, not because of the energy, because, you know, you really did. This is the intuition, you guys, is picking up on what you need to say to that horse to get him to release. So it's sort of beyond, you know, I know it's very good animal communicators out there, but you have to kind of sometimes nail it right on so they can make the shifts and let go. And so that's what it was. And the other thing that was interesting about that is I had never met this horse, and then I asked later one of the people from the rescue place, and then they had told me that they just rescued him from a zoo out in Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Paul came up to me afterwards and says, you know, we just got this horse from a zoo out in Phoenix.
Jeez. Wow. Well, it was quite an experience, and all the horses that were at the expo, they were all draft horses, and for people who aren't used to being around large animals just as spectators, these horses were so kind, even though they were upset because some of them were very unsettled about being away from the quietude of their new home at the Blue Star Equine. What is it, Equiculture?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place for draft horses to go if they're not wanted or retired. And then these horses are brought into the arena and put in these stalls with open on all sides. And, I mean, Magic was my first horse to work with, and he just towered over the side of the stall looking at me like,
he was cute.
He was massive. So
he was
really nice
to
see.
His And this horse, as you guys got to remember, that, you know, horses' fields go out, their auric fields go out so far, and a horse that big, you know, his field must have gone out 10 feet. It was just unbelievable. His etheric, his magnetic field around the body went out about 10 feet. It was just enormous. So,
oh. So that's a good thing to suggest, to bring into conversation, because I think when people are around animals, they don't understand that it's not like you just walk up and you physically touch the animal. It's before you ever get close to the animal, that animal's field in your magnetic field or energy field or aura, however you choose to describe it, mm-hmm. actually intertwines. And that's where you get this primary introduction of intent and who you are before you ever get to the physical animal. And that's some of the energy, the fields that both Nan and I work with before we yeah. ever touch into the physical self. And I think a lot of people that work with animals just, you know, you may have a dog that sits with you on the couch, maybe your best friend. But maybe if you tried, instead of focusing on the physical body of the dog, start to understand, I wonder if I'm 5 feet away from this dog and I think a thought, what does the dog do? What is the reaction? So these are things to play with at home with your own animals. So, Nan, you have essential oils, and you have any books or webinars available for people?
Yeah. Well, right now, everybody should know that I have a free teleseminar on my website that talks about, if you're interested in how emotions work on the body, on how they're stored in the body, on how oil can release them, you should definitely listen to that free seminar on my website. And I have a second part of that seminar also that goes into more detail, that's very good. And then, of course, I have my radio program on every Friday. So that's, you know, another way with a different subject every Friday to get a lot of information, okay? But my website has over 350 pages, so you guys have more information, I think, than not than you'll ever need, but there's a lot of information there. I really try to, you know, provide that as a resource for people. So,
well, that's all good. That is really good to know, because it'll help people to start to understand how to perceive things. If they can go and look at your website and interact with your webinar, and then maybe look at the oils and contact you if they need some help.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a full online oil shop too, so all those oils can be purchased online as well. One of the things I think was interesting that you mentioned, Tricia, which I think is important, is that this whole idea, we talk quite a lot about that. My radio show is called Change Your Vibe, so it's about changing your vibration of that etheric field. And we do forget that, you know, things start in the etheric field and then manifest down in the physical field, especially this emotional stuff. So, you know, it's really important to start to understand how these emotions really affect people and your animals, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, I have to say it's been an absolute delight chatting with you. I hope that we get to chat again soon. And I would really encourage people to go to your website, which is experience-essential-oils.com. Look you up. Check out what you've got available on your site. And if anybody has any emotional trauma that they're dealing with, or they have some challenges with their animals and they would like to do research or talk to you directly, I would encourage them to look you up. Nan Martin, you're a wonderful person. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you so much for having me on today. So appreciate it.
All right. So, well, until next time, have a great day. Thanks for coming to the Horse Project Radio Show. Bye.
You're welcome. Good job.
So, that was one of the very amazing people that I met at the Equine Wellness Expo. And I went there, I wasn't sure, because, you know, sometimes you go to trade shows and horse expos and dog shows, and everything is so loud, and there's so many people, and things are just, the sound tends to bounce off the walls, and for a person like myself, it's actually really uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable in large groups of people or being in buildings with a lot of people because I feel sometimes when I'm not prepared for it, it's just too much information coming in and moving around who I am. But I went to this expo, which was the first time I've actually done a wellness expo, and I had the opportunity to work with these horses. And before I went, I had been in Canada and worked with some horses up there and traveled on over to the expo. And before I went, I actually had a conversation with my parents and my dad. He was asking me, well, what are you going to do? Because what I do, I really can't physically show everything I do in a confined area like the expo. And I said, I really don't know what to do. He says, well, he says, you know, I've been with you, and I've watched you work on these racehorses. He says, I've seen some of the darndest things happen. He says, do you think you could go to that expo and put some of these horses to sleep? And I thought, well, that would be a challenge because of all the distractions. I can do things that are pretty unusual in a quiet, balanced setting, but when you're in public, it's kind of like setting yourself up for the anything can go wrong at any moment scenario. So anyway, I really worked myself into thinking that this was possible. I put myself into a positive state of mind and believed that I could do what I would normally do in a quiet, balanced barn focused on healing. And the very first horse I had, his name was Magic, and he was a magnificent individual. And I went in to do my little 5-10 minute demonstration, and I was able to, without touching the horse, stand in this horse's energy field and just ask by moving my hands through his energy field, and almost not stroking him, but stroking the air between the space between his body and my body, and asking him to go back into his mind and revisit some of the traumatic experiences that he has had. And the most amazing thing happened. The horse blinked again, and then he blinked 3 or 4 times. He shook his head, and his ears went down. He went to sleep. I never even touched him. So anything is possible when you put your mind to it. So for right now, we're going to take a break, and I'll be back soon.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
I'm back. It's Patricia Cleveland. And this is the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And I, as you know, we're on Revolution Boston, which is 1510 AM, and also available on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. That's dreamvision7radio.com. And I have had a really great interview with Nan Martin out of Jupiter, Florida, and she's an intuitive spiritual healer that works with essential oils. And I was at the same event as her, and I had my own booth there, and what I was demonstrating was how our intent can actually change the interaction or the emotional relief in for me, for animals. And so I have had a lot of time in my life to actually look at issues and to understand how this network of energy is felt through our skin and is actually received as spontaneous information. If we don't think and we just kind of listen to maybe what that little voice in the back of your head says, or what you, some people say, what comes from the heart, that information is very, very valuable if you take and act on it. So here I am at this expo, and I'm working with these wonderful, wonderful animals, and I was able to demonstrate that by moving energy, and holding intent and space and making a safe space by using my thought in what we call universal energy, I was able to use a form of moving energy that actually asked the cellular memory of the body to go back and revisit. And what I was asking it in my case was to revisit birth trauma, because that's really what I work with, is the emotion and the physical pain that gets imprinted into the body at the point of entering into this physical realm. So some people don't understand that, but that is basically how I work. And there is an energetic quality to this, which I demonstrated at the expo, but there's also a physical quality. And to then promote the healing action of the body, we actually come back and readdress the environment and what animals eat and the quality of the interaction with the people who handle them. So it's not just one system or another system. It's the whole thing. It's the whole thought. It's the whole way of being. So to help some of the people that had interest and inquiries at the Horse Expo, and I'll share it with my listeners if you are interested, we've put together a workshop, and it's called Why Dogs Bite and Horses Buck. And I decided to make it a focus on dogs and horses because those are the animals that we tend to interact with the most. Cats I like, but cats are a little different in their frequencies than the horses and the dogs. So I thought if anybody is interested, we are coming to Lakeville, Massachusetts, on June the 9th, and there is a pre-registration that is required. It's $95 a person. That is for the whole day, and we're providing you with a light lunch. So if you're interested, write this down. The email address to pre-register is saddlebredmum@live.com. So saddlebredmum with an O, okay, at live.com. Being hosted at Conway Farms in Lakeville, and I really am hoping to hear that you're going to be there to actually learn how we can physically and energetically become aware of our animals. So I'm going to be providing demonstration and hands-on experiences about interpreting how the structure, the body, can actually create a language that we can see for those who are into physically seeing, and then also the energetic quality of the horse and the culture of the primitive horse, and also for those people interested in dogs, how you can go in and go back to the core essence of the pack and the language of pack incentives and the structure of their social being based on energy as well as physical and psychological. So we're here to help people, owners, people who work with animals, whether you're a trainer or a therapist. We're here to work with people who are open to expanding their experience in holistic and organic thought on healing or life. So give us a shout. You can leave me a message at thebalancedhorseproject.net, or you can get in touch with saddlebredmum@live.com. It's been a really, really, really busy time for me. We've been putting together all our documentation and pulling together some educational programs, which is forming a new line of study, and then I'm going to be bringing that to you in the next couple of weeks. It's a science that pulls together both the physical and the energetic aspects of who we are as both body and spirit, and how we use all these tools to pull together a healing action in the physical, which would be the wellness of our bodies. As I was driving around the Massachusetts area, I was really struck by the purity of the energy and the people that we encountered while visiting. My husband had come with me, so I wasn't getting lost driving. But we were driving around, and it was just so inspiring to see the nice houses and the people, the quality of the people there. And then I remembered that I ran into this other group, and I keep forgetting to mention it. But for those people who are out there and you have animals and you really are struggling financially, if you're on a limited income and you need help and you're interested in using holistic or organic therapies or forms of care, write this down. It's Gracie's Mission. Gracie's Mission. And it's a .com. You can go in there and read about what they can offer you. They help people. They have a grant to help people who are on limited incomes, who have animals that need support. They're also there to help educate people on the benefits of holistic and alternative therapies. So don't forget to go to Gracie's Mission if you need help, or if you know somebody else that needs help in funding the recovery of a damaged animal. This is just, you go to these expos and it just is almost overwhelming, the different people that you meet and the different abilities that are present there, and you put them all together, you get a complete overview of really what alternatives and energy-based therapies and lifestyles are becoming. I can remember several years ago, we wouldn't dare have this conversation because the way people were thinking wasn't really lined up or open to these experiences. But my hat is off to all the people that attended and all the people that gave and all the horses that were there to help us share the experience of a holistic wellness expo. Something that I need people to be aware of is in the general public, we don't understand that farming is really, really important. And the people that live and work on farms are one of our most important assets. And the animals that they produce are what help us to survive. And there just seems to be a level of craziness that's going on. And I don't normally get into a lot of political things because I don't have the control to change a lot of them, other than to say what I've been observing lately is the small farmer is being put under a lot of pressure. And I don't know whether it's deliberate or not, but please look into the issues in Michigan about the endangered species and pork producers. You can find that on the internet. In the meantime, this is Patricia Cleveland at the Balanced Horse Project radio show. You can find me at thebalancedhorseproject.net, and I look forward to seeing and hearing from you. And until next time, bye for now.
Animals are waiting for us to get it together and experience their dynamic universe. Links and archives relating to the show can be found on our site, thebalancedhorseproject.net. If you wish to be a guest or sponsor a show, drop us a line. The Balanced Horse Project is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thanks to them, we're able to share with people like you. Look for the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Remember, there is nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Thanks for listening.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.